where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Residents in North and East Lambton may have to bring out the snow shovels again. Environment Canada has issued a weather advisory calling for lake effect snow off Lake Huron late today and into tonight. The National Weather Agency says 5 to 10 centimeters of snow is possible with reduced visibility in heavy and blowing snow. Motorists are reminded to adjust your driving accordingly. A snow squall warning is posted for London and East Middlesex. West Middlesex, including Strathroy, is under a weather advisory. The Rotary Club of Sarnia Blue Waterland will be ready to add to the stone walkway at the Flag Plaza this summer. Shoreline restoration work, including replacement of broken stones north of the Blue Water Bridge, has wrapped up. Flag Plaza Chair Pat Vogeland says they'll resume requests for memorial bricks to celebrate the life of a loved one, a milestone birthday, anniversary, or even a club sponsor.
Within the plaza itself, we anticipate that we have room for potentially 30 more of the large stones. Once those stones have been put in the plaza, we do not anticipate room for any more. We do have room for the smaller 8x4-inch stones that we can install throughout the plaza and expect that we'll be able to do that for a few years yet to come.
He says because of a high interest in the large stones, they've launched a lottery process. He says people who have interest in entering the draw for an opportunity to submit an application for a large stone have until the end of April to get in touch with them. Some Chatham-Kent residents want Chatham-Kent Council to pack their own food for meetings. About $20,000 is budgeted each year to provide meals, but when an RFP was posted a few days ago, it was quick to receive criticism. Residents have been saying it sets a poor example when tax dollars are being used to feed people who earn good wage, when so many people across the municipality are struggling to feed themselves and their families. We're being told to rock our socks tomorrow for World Down Syndrome Day. Down Syndrome Association of Lambton County Vice President Helen Van Slingtonhorst is hoping to see lots of participation.
We are encouraging people to get out their fun and funky socks, bring on the wild and crazy, and just have fun with this.
She says the reason why socks were chosen is because if you look at chromosomes under the microscope, they look like socks. Van Slingtonhorst says that you can share photos on social media tomorrow using the World Down Syndrome Day hashtag. And Statistics Canada says 500,000 seniors had trouble getting specialized care when they needed it. The national agency says over 4.5 million people 65 and older visited medical specialists, had non-emergency tests, and underwent non-emergency surgeries in 2019 and 2020. More than 15% of them indicated they experienced some difficulty while they were trying to access those services. Mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this afternoon. About 2 to 4 centimeters is expected in north and east Lambton. Northwest wind gusting to 60, high of plus 1. Partly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of flurries in Sarnia. Flurries heavy at times and blowing snow expected in north and east Lambton with about 5 centimeters in accumulation. Wind northwest gusting to 50, a low minus 5 with an overnight wind chill minus 13. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.